Welcome back to the Backseat Critics. My name's RJ.
You dirty man.
I hit it with the tunes and it was able to jump in.
You dirty man.
I finally got my spot back. You said I need to earn my spot back, and I did. I
distracted you. You stepped up like a man. I was not expecting it.
I knocked that out of the park.
Yeah. You know what? We got to redo that. Play that song.
No,
we gotta play that song, man.
This is a podcast that we talk about movies that you should steer clear.
No.
I did it. I'm on fire right now. Muy caliente.
If you like this episode, be sure to hit unsubscribe, because this is it. We're done.
Oh, we are on fire. We are talking about Spice World today.
We're talking about Spice World, and you know what? We're pretty spicy right now.
I guess
this is.
I stole my spot back.
You know, we were friends.
We were more than friends. We were life partners.
And you know what? That's over, my guy.
Because in 1997, Spice World.
You taking my facts too?
Yep. Taking it all tonight.
You monster.
Hey.
Mom usually says very nice things about you. Your sister says horrible things about you, and I'm starting to take her side.
You know, I just watched a movie where the Spice Girls talk about how one Spice Girl has had 6 babies and maybe she needs to lay off having babies. Another scene of it is where there's actual aliens.
There are aliens in this. Was not expecting that.
And there was, we just got done watching this movie where they almost hit a group of nuns.
They did almost hit a group of nuns. They were hitting on, was it Prince Harry or William or something like that?
And then they went through a fake bomb threat. Or no, there was a bomb threat.
Yeah.
They went through a fake boot camp.
They did go through a fake boot camp with a very dancy boot camp instructor.
I saw Floop before Floop.
Oh, Alan Cummings?
Yeah, we saw Floop before. This is the story of how Floop got driven became Floop.
Yeah. He's had his own side plot that the movie kind of forgot about half the time.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we need a filler. Let's put in Floop. Yeah, I saw a lot in this movie.
There's a lot. I mean, outside of the Spice Girls, you know, Scary Spice, Sporty Spice, Ginger Spice, Baby Spice, and Posh Spice, we've got Richard E. Grant, we got Hugh Laurie, Alan Cummings, Roger Moore, Claire Rushbrook, Meatloaf. Do not forget Meatloaf.
Don't forget Meatloaf.
We've got people like Stephen Fry and George Wendt, and others.
And others.
Others too.
Others are fantastic, as we saw with Molly Shannon and the Grinch.
As we just saw, was this 4 episodes ago now?
Yeah, 4 episodes ago with Molly Shannon and the Grinch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. This movie's wild. This movie's wild.
It is a fever.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah,
perfect movie.
Perfect movie. More perfect than Descendants 2.
Yes.
More perfect than the dragon fighting the octopus.
Yes.
What made this perfect? Talk to me. Great.
I'm glad. Scary Spice.
Scary Spice is what made it perfect. Okay.
This is what movies should strive to be, which is just absolute chaos. It was perfect.
This is like...
I think like James Cameron and Steven Spielberg and Francis Ford Coppola, they're always... David Lynch is doing his own thing. We're not sure what he's doing. But those guys are like, they're working to figure out like what makes a movie a movie, what makes a movie work, and what makes audiences tick, and what tells a good story. This was that.
You know,
this is what all the great film directors, what all the greats were striving to make with Spice World from 1997.
I'm going to throw it out
for their folks.
I'm going to say that they really ripped off 1989's UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
Maybe to a degree.
With the little just videos that they would go to.
Yeah.
Little side things like that. They had a main plot. There's a main plot going on. But little side stories, like little...
Sketches.
Yeah, little sketches that would happen.
Yeah.
So the same with UHF. So they kind of went over to that. So I think they kind of took that aspect and put it into this movie.
I mean, I think that's been like an ongoing thing for a long time
probably,
before
but
UHF.
UHF is the one that I could think of off the top of my head. So I went with Weird Al. Now I'm going to run with Weird Al right there.
I think earlier one that this movie actually kind of directly compares to is the Beatles movie from 1964. I forget what that one's called. I mentioned it earlier. Very similar plot, very similar kind of sketch format. Also, anything with the monkeys, very similar.
Well, good news for us is that during this movie, you brought down some good news.
A Hard Day's Night from the Beatles.
You brought down the good news that Spice World 2 might be in the works.
Yeah, so 2019, they open up talks. I think it's Warner Bros. Music. I don't know. They're working on a second Spice World.
Do you think it's theater worthy?
Yes.
Yes, 100%.
This was theater worthy. They re-released this in theaters in England in 2017, I believe.
Do you think that they're going to have the aliens again if there's a Spice World 2?
So I'll get to that. I wish I was in England in 2017 when this was re-released in theaters so I could watch this and get that full immersive experience of that Spice life.
Not when you were a kid in 1997?
No, I wish I had it now.
What about both?
You know what? I would take it. I would take it. Yeah.
Yeah, oh. Both.
Oh yeah.
Both ways.
Oh, I'd take it both. So yeah, we're going to come back to that because the sequel that we're talking about of this perfect movie that I didn't think could get any better. They're talking about bring them back, but where all the Spice Girls are superheroes.
Oh no. Seriously?
Honestly, yeah.
Oh no.
That's what I was reading. And I don't think like you've got a perfect cast.
With the five girls?
With the five girls, yeah. You can they carried it. You know, George went the you know.
Oh, they gotta have Alan Cummings back.
Alan Cummings, meh, you know.
Whoa, floop. Floop
was the peak of his career. Blah, meh.
Oops, Flooglies.
You know, Hugh Laurie.
I thought Son of the Mask was
who's Hugh Laurie? Does he even have a house?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he has a.
I mean, that was a joke. I was hoping someone would get, but you know,
no. No, I'm sorry.
Not even the Jackal get that
I
one.
Think the Jackal's a little busy.
Yeah. Well.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's I'm busy.
But no, nobody else.
Nobody
could carry this movie like the five Spice Girls
in the backseat critics.
Hey, if we can get in on that next eight Spice Girls,
we're here.
We're available.
And we are giving away pictures
we're
of
both
Rob.
Available here.
And we're giving pictures away of Rob.
Yeah. If you,
for follows.
Yeah. If you like our podcast, be sure to follow us and,
on Instagram.
On Instagram, and you'll get a free picture of Mr. Bob from the Plain Old Games podcast. These are not and raunchy show. Pictures. These are not, sexual in any way. It's just pictures of Bob
with a great smile.
Just,
well, to brighten
sometimes
up your day.
Sometimes it's a great smile. Sometimes it's just him.
His picture, you know, will spice up your world.
Oh,
we drop a title there. He'll spice up your world.
I was going to say he's, was it Cartier Spice?
Cartier Spice.
Cartier Spice.
We got him. Got him.
Got him. So yeah, I don't think that, that you can get much better than this.
Well, you can.
With a sequel.
Oh, with a sequel. I was like, you can get better than this movie.
No.
We saw it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Elf.
I'm sorry.
You're going over this. Project Elf?
I'm sorry. I got to back off here. Project Elf is a fantastic movie.
It is a pinnacle.
It is a pinnacle. Below.
Whoa, hot takes here, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hot takes. Okay.
Spice for life.
This is a 10 out of 10 for you.
I bought two Spice Girls shirts on my way.
This is a 10 out of 10 for you.
Oh, 15 out of 10.
Walk in the Park, best movie we will ever review, I guess.
This is it. Shut the podcast down. We're done.
We found the best movie of all time.
The best movie of all time.
All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about what made it the best for you? Let's talk about that.
It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Okay, what's I guess an alien grabbing for the boob right away is real.
Rarely any use of bras.
Are you cutting the two or are you leaving that one?
And no fake boobs.
I don't know if you're that's why you like the movie. All right, besides this thing, what made this movie for you? What was it?
You know, I think it all comes down to what makes us human. I think we all have a little spice in us.
Okay.
Okay, hear me out.
Be a little scary spice?
No.
Might be a little posh spice?
No, I'm being very serious here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, serious mode. Serious talks with Andrew.
We all have that spice in us. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's sugary. Sometimes it's a baby. Sometimes it's sporty. And sometimes it's a ginger. That's all in us. From time to time. And this movie got to the core of that.
I don't know what happened to you. All I know is Andrew.
RJ, no.
All Andrew wants to do is spice up his life, apparently. Now,
I've got spice merch on the way.
Which Spice Girl is it for? Or is it for all of them? Is it Mel?
You know, no comments.
Okay. Well, what?
But this was a 10 out of 10
but
movie.
But it hit your heart.
What hit my heart?
This movie hit your heart. It hit you in the feels, it looks like. It feels like.
It got me in the motions.
Got you in the motions.
You know, when the aliens came down and they go up and they're like, hey, like I felt that.
And you felt the how they asked for tickets and they said, nope, can't give you tickets. We're sold out.
100%. I've been there.
You know what I'm kind of shocked about?
What?
In that moment? It's your concert. Give them some backstage passes.
If some weirdos like came out of the sky and were like, hey, give us some tickets, would you give them some tickets?
Yes.
No.
Well, actually, I don't know if the guns from Santa Conquers the Martians.
Or were they just like freeze you for a little bit?
I'd be deathly afraid if I was a Spice Girl. They freeze me in the middle of nowhere. They could take me upon their ship and yeah.
Yeah.
It's done. Dunzo. So yeah, I would give them tickets.
Yeah, we've got the chase scene at the end.
With the bomb.
With the bomb.
And the little Matchbox 20 car.
Yep, fantastic scene.
Yep.
Yeah. If we're doing segments still, that would be a number one what moment?
Matchbox.
The little Matchbox scene.
The whole alien moment would be the number one.
The fact that the aliens showed back up. Like
at
that's
the end.
No. Hear me out. That is writing. That is writing. That is Hollywood writing.
Before the strike.
Well, yeah, obviously before the strike.
Yeah, like
20 years before the strike.
Yeah, we're talking 26 years before the strike.
I think there was a few strikes.
24 years.
And
23 years before the strike.
I think that this movie is just like... So you watch Schindler's List.
Sure.
Okay, because I haven't.
I thought you were looking at me like you've watched it. I'm like, nope.
You've seen The Godfather.
Yes.
Okay, I haven't.
Okay.
This is that. This fills that
void.
This
is your Godfather.
This is my Godfather.
This is your Scarface.
Yes.
This is your Lion King.
My previous favorite movie was Brazil, but is now this.
Spice World.
Is now Spice World.
What's your favorite song?
The one where they go, a la la la.
The Spice Up Your Life?
Future Andrew Cut. What did you enjoy about the movie?
I just enjoyed the silliness of it.
What did you hate about the movie?
Some of those skits.
Like what?
I think the one where they're all pregnant, when they cut to it, because you're just starting in the movie and you just introduced like 5 plot lines that are going on in the movie.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You get a little off because you're like, okay, I just learned about Floop Flooglies. I just learned about some guy that's trying to bring them down.
Yep.
I'm trying to learn about this their friend that's pregnant. And then I'm also learning about how they're going on this concert, this world tour. And then I'm learning about this other guy who's in charge of watching them while they're on the concert. And now you bring up the skit and I'm just like, wait, what? What? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of throws you off a little bit.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
It's a shame you're wrong, but
that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to be wrong. As we learned in the Spice Girls world. Spice Girls world is, tell me what you want.
Hopefully the name of the sequel.
No, so Spice Girls world. So it's the words that come out of their mouth is, tell me what you want.
What you really, really, really want. What we want is a theatrical release in the States.
They'll probably do one.
It'd be nice.
For two.
It'd be nice.
Not for the first one, but for two. One's done, said and done in the States. You know how hard it is to find that, actually? That DVD?
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, you have to go to FYE.
Ooh.
And you can't find it in the store in FYE. You have to buy it online. And it's just the DVD. There's no Blu-ray of it.
All right, Spice Girls, come out with a Blu-ray copy.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it doesn't allow me to put it on my Vudu.
That's a shame.
It is. It is. So, Spice World is not available in the States. It's kind of hard to find. You'd have to buy it on DVD. And for a second there, it didn't work on the player that I was using. And
who's your favorite character?
My favorite character?
Yeah.
Out of the whole movie.
Out of the whole... What do you mean out of the whole movie?
Out of the whole movie.
Out of the whole... What do you mean out of the whole movie? That's what we do.
Oh, yeah, sure. But out of the whole movie.
You want some gummies?
No, I don't want some gummies.
Jackal?
I'm going to say my favorite character is probably their manager.
Oh, the magician. He looks like a magician.
He does. And the different animals he's just randomly holding. I like his fireplace.
Oh, that manager.
Yeah. Yeah. Not that. No, not the side street magician. The guy with like the soul patch and the...
Yeah.
Nope, not him.
Oh, you're talking about Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably my favorite character.
I kind of want to like... His place looks nice. I kind of want to like
that fireplace. I'm a little jealous.
The whole thing. I would live there.
Yeah, probably.
Just that room.
It looked. Yeah, I liked it. He just had some weird sayings, but when he said it was just like, okay, I understand what he's talking about with those sayings. He spoke to me in my nonsensical ways.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. For the Whovelation.
Oh no! Do not bring up that movie.
What, the Grinch?
The Grinch. Previous episode, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Came out 3 weeks ago. Or whenever Four this comes out. Ago.
Yeah.
Doing math. Ago. We're not sure.
Sometime yeah. In December.
We've got a lot of episodes coming out.
Yeah, we do. It's okay. We're going to continue.
It came out this last Thursday from recording. Thanks to the Jackal for that idea of saying, hey, it came out this day. Just trying to clarify for the audience.
So there was about four to five plot lines going on in this movie. Which plot line was your favorite?
I'm going to go with the one of the tabloid company trying to take them down.
Take them down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best one. The guy was just hiding in the most random places. Spots.
And it was comedic. It was funny.
Came out of a toilet.
He came out of a toilet. Yeah.
That's some plumbing in that place.
He had a fake, you know, platter for a head for a bit. He had a scuba diver outfit. The guy was dedicated.
Also, like the plot with Floop.
Wasn't quite sure what was going on there. He was shooting a documentary, but
he just couldn't catch him.
Yeah,
just couldn't catch him. I think he's supposed to be more in time, more intertwined with them, but that just didn't play out for him.
Yeah,
I know that he only came in every so often, but it's kind of interesting.
And then we've got George Wendt and his guy pitching movies to the magician manager.
Mm-hmm.
Which gets kind of meta towards the end, but
yeah, until the nun one comes up and then kind of happens. And then you have the manager trying to keep him riled up or keep him not riled up, but keep him kind of tame and going to one thing to the next.
Yeah, there's a part. Okay. There's a part where they look out the window and they're like, hey, we're going to steal a boat.
Yeah, they
and they jump out and they just straight up steal a boat.
I don't know if they steal it because somebody was driving it. Not them. They're all dancing.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
So they got on a boat with two gals that were supposed to just tour with them for a second.
Yeah, two girls. They're like 10-year-old girls.
That won some sort of competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some dude just drove a boat around, crashed it, and a bunch of them fell over.
I like how Sporty Spice was just like, oh, they're in the water. I'm going to jump off this boat and try to go see them.
As if that would work.
And Pasha's just like, this is only supposed to be dry
cleaned.
Yep.
This type of writing is what more movies need.
Just the silliness and the five different plot lines that you're not sure what plot line we're following all of a sudden.
That is perfection.
And then just magical aliens popping out of nowhere.
Perfect.
Yep.
Do you know what would have made Titanic better?
Aliens.
Aliens trying to pop a feel.
Or the Spice Girls on the boat.
Yes, also. they drive up after Jack Let's Go and they're like, hey, we'll save you.
Yep, Sporty Spice just dives in the water and goes swimming after him.
No, Ginger Spice, that's why she's not on last album.
She tried to save Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Poor Ginger.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
She's still alive. Any favorite sets?
I mean, they're in the bus is kind of cool, actually.
I kind of like the bus.
They have their own different area.
By the way, the outside, this was like the TARDIS. The outside of the bus was a normal, like, double-decker bus, but the inside was massive.
It's two stories.
It was two stories, which makes sense.
But it had, like, a dining room.
But it was,
room.
Like, three or four times as wide as the outside of the bus.
There was an office in there.
There was an upstairs office with all the electronics plugged in and stuff. He had, like, monitors running.
They had a fish tank in there. What was crazy about it, too, is that they were never affected while walking around inside this bus.
Yeah.
They were never affected. Like
you occasionally saw that when the manager upstairs was taking calls, he would occasionally kind of like jostle about and the camera would shake sometimes. It was super inconsistent.
Yes, throughout the whole movie. There's a lot of inconsistencies that just kind
of again, happened. Another thing that a lot of movies need to take notes from.
Just like the...
More inconsistencies in movies, please.
Just have fun.
Oppenheimer would have been so much better if it was just... had five more plot lines and was wildly inconsistent.
Hmm.
Yeah. You think I'm joking?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet, so.
I'm not.
Okay.
Spice Girls would have made Oppenheimer better.
Hmm.
Yeah. Truth.
Okay.
Who's your favorite Spice?
I'm going to Sporty Spice.
Okay. Is it because you're sporty?
Yeah, I'm a sporty type of guy. And yeah, Sporty Spice would be my favorite. What about yours?
Scary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why scary?
Because I feel like I scare people.
Look out, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Anyways, I'm going to say that I do enjoy this movie to some degree. I'd probably
give to some degree.
Yeah,
some what degree. You talking about?
And what?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about how I enjoyed this movie to some degree.
What do you mean to some degree?
To some degree.
To some degree?
To some degree, yeah.
To all degree.
Well, for you, it's 100%. 98 degrees. Nick Lachey out there.
Okay, go.
Oh, wait. We actually need to talk about a scene really quick.
Okay.
Really badly. So there's a scene in this movie where the Spice Girls are kind of in this parkish area with like stones behind them or whatever. They're singing and dancing or whatever, doing their thing, doing some practices for some sort of thing that they're going to do at night later on. And all of a sudden these men come up in these short hoochie shorts and sailor hats and just start dancing away.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And the manager guy's like, no.
And then, they're like all like shirtless and oiled up and cleanly like waxed.
Yep.
And not shaved, waxed.
It wasn't Ginger Spice. It was
No, there's a few of them that threw fits about it.
Ginger did. But who's the other blonde one? Who's the blonde one?
Baby.
Baby Spice.
Yeah.
She goes and he goes, I can't have you come on the bus. I have Buzz, Woody, an alien. And somebody else like on the bed, right? And so she goes, I can't have you go on the bus. She mentioned that. It's kind of funny. But later on, basically Ginger breaks up a fight between this guy who like is controlling the set and everything.
Yeah.
And the guys, and basically they're back going back and forth, and Ginger goes, hey, compromise, guys, compromise. So later on they come back out.
Best compromise ever.
They're doing the scene and everything. And all of a sudden, there are cheeks.
You got your cheeks.
There are cheeks in this movie. There are male cheeks. They are...
Folks, for those who can't see, RJ is smiling ear to ear.
There are buttless pants.
He is super buttless, smiling right now.
Cheeks. But we saw buttless pants.
His eyebrows are so far up, they're going into his hairline, yes, which is receding. Like, that is how far up it is.
I have a hairline. I thought I have no hair. This is news to me. Like, I have hair. I'm happy now. I finally have hair. This is what it feels like to have hair. I feel the confidence rushing through your face.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go bald and then grow hair.
Oh, yes, that's the best. It's the second best night ever. Because you know what the best night ever is? Is when you win a blanket.
That is the best night. At a company party?
At a company party when you win a blanket. That's the best.
I don't know. The best might be when you win a massage.
No. Listen, a massage is one and done. A blanket will last.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
A massage can last a lifetime. If you die on the massage bed.
If you die on the massage bed. But guess what?
The blanket is
going to be with me. It's going to keep me warm. And it came from the Price Financial Group. So that's what matters.
That's what's important.
Yes.
But you got your cheeks.
Yeah. Those weren't the only cheeks in this movie, but yeah.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I would honestly rate this probably an 8 out of 10, but I would not say this is a kid's movie.
Definitely not a kid's movie. Fun fact. Originally, Disney approached them about making a movie with a script. The Spice Girls, I guess, were not a fan of the Disney-fied, family-friendly version of the movie.
Mm.
And made this masterpiece.
To get back at them. I kind of wonder, I believe, I might be wrong, so don't take my word for it, but there was a time period where Disney was actually taking big pop bands and stuff like that back in the day and doing concerts for their channel, and they do a little bit behind the scenes tour. I want to say Spice Girls was one of them at the time.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're kind of little interesting concert clips that they would do. It'd be like maybe a 2-hour show. You'd have a concert. They'd show like a song from the concert. Then they go and talk about like their tour, like what they do on tour, those sorts of things. Talk about the other members. I know they did it with like NSYNC. I don't think, maybe they did it with Backstreet Boys. I know they did it with TLC. They did it with Five. They did it with a lot of just different bands. It's kind of cool. The little things that came out. I mean, Disney Channel was a lot better back in the day.
Stay tuned for more Disney Channel.
A lot better.
We have something of the Phantasm or something coming.
Phantom of the Megaplex?
That's the one.
Oh, we're going to do that soon.
We are going to do that.
News to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We go. Of course there's news to you.
There's news to me. Phantom of the Megaplex coming.
Surprise.
Soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mickey Rooney. All right. But no, 8 out of 10.
Second episode that we actually talked about Mickey Rooney.
Hey, why not? Mickey Rooney's popping back up.
Yeah. Mickey Rooney is a popper.
I mean, I saw him in Night Before Christmas. I saw him in Nightmare Before Christmas. Oogie Boogie. That was him. I saw him.
You guys thought that was a stop motion? No, that was just
Mickey Rooney in a sack bag.
Nice. They actually didn't write the character into the movie. He just showed up on sets.
In a sack bag.
In a sack bag. And they're like, you know what?
Perfect.
Perfect.
No, I think a night at the museum, I saw him bounce around, do some backflips and stuff. I mean, yeah, he is a popper.
That is true. That is true.
Man's got some hops.
This movie, 10 out of 10. Perfect movie. Fantastic. Show to your kids. Show to your grandparents. Go find it, watch it, buy it, rent it, steal it, whatever you have to do. Get more spice in your life. And with that, it's been another episode of Backseat Critics. If you like this episode, be sure to hit subscribe if you're listening on YouTube. And if you want to follow more of what we do, get some more interaction, we're pretty active on Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram at The Backseat Critics, all one word. And if you follow us, you get a free picture of Mr. Bob from the Play No Games podcast, as we have mentioned before. And with that, RJ, any final words?
Yeah, we out. Yeah, never working with this guy again. I can see that.